Oh my God, Todd. Hey, Todd.
What's up with White Claw?
I don't know. Let's talk about. Maybe that could be for nerd news.
Why? It's just a general question. I don't really want to discuss it. I just want to know what's
up with it.
Is it like it's like Zima?
I've heard rave reviews about it. I never tried
for
it.
For real?
And I never will try it.
It's kind of like a meme, though.
You want to? You I made you a White Claw.
Shut up.
Hey, this is Todd.
We're here.
This is the Monday Mass. Look, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is not going to be our best episode.
Look, I showed up. That's good enough, right?
Hey, Todd's here. I'm here. We both got in late last night.
Roughly around the same time.
All right. So before we get into all the action in the sports and the nerds.
I kind of have IBS right now, too.
You have IBS?
Yeah. I think I ate, like, dinner last night before my six-hour plane ride ended up being a bag of Oberto's beef jerky.
A bag of dicks?
I think...
A bag of Oberto? Oh, boy.
A bag of dicks wouldn't be trying to leave me as much as this Oberto is.
This Oberto is trying to get out?
Yeah.
Was this airport purchase?
Yeah,
Oberto?
It was like I was kind of late, didn't really eat anything. Like, I know what can fill the void. Some Oberto beef jerky. Fucking wrong.
Bad move.
No.
Bad move.
Apparently, I installed it. Springs in the trap door.
So let's back up a little bit.
Hi.
Pre-IBS, pre-Oberto. Todd, you just got back from an epic surf trip, which
Unreal.
We talked about last week. And thankfully, we're talking again this week. You didn't get eaten by
a
shark.
Do we want to talk about this in surf news? Because it kind of is surf news.
Well, I mean, this is kind of like
this
personal
is
stuff.
It's personal news, but it has relevance in surf news.
Okay. Well, then let's do this.
Let's do our sponsors.
How about this? Sponsor plugs.
Okay.
Did you use an OGO bag on your trip?
My OGO bag on the trip.
So did I. Which one did you use?
I don't know. The one with the wheels.
With the wheels and the thing?
Medium-sized one with the wheels.
I used the medium-sized one with the wheels.
You didn't use the big one?
No, because I was only gone for four days.
What
so
is
I
it?
Went medium.
I feel like we should know the names of the bags.
Oh, yeah. It was good. I mean, I can look.
It's all right.
I put a picture of the bag
on
the internet.
Let's do that. Let's not take up time.
The news here is we both used our OGO bags, and not because we're getting paid to use
they're
them.
They're a proud sponsor of the show, by the way.
We are getting paid to use them, technically, but thankfully, we don't have to use them
we want to.
We want to use them, and we used them, and we will continue to use them. We got new backpacks. I'm going to take some pictures of the backpacks and put it on my Instagram
and
on the Monday Mass
and
Instagram.
And I will retweet those. Regram.
Regram them.
Are we doing
we have a code.
Yeah.
What is it? Mass20?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, NanoCraft CBD is going to help us get through what we're going through because you can use it day and night, morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to put some of this full spectrum in my panic and coffee right now, Todd.
I think you're supposed to put it under your tongue.
I don't know.
If you put it in the...
Okay.
There you go.
It's on my tongue. It's going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
NanoCraft CBD. Follow them on Instagram.
They're
great.
They're the fucking shit.
They are.
Can I say that?
Yeah. You can say anything you want, Todd. This is our podcast. They can't tell us what to do.
You know what I used a lot this weekend?
What?
Active Skin Repair. Action Skin Repair would be kind of a good name, too.
That would be... So Active Skin Repair has a kid's product and then their standard product, which is great. But what if they had like an extra one?
Action Skin Repair?
What did you use Active Skin Repair on?
Okay, I'll show you.
Describe.
So last week before I went to the East Coast.
Oh.
Oh my God, that looks gross. I kind of like, I spun around to go on a wave really fast and the back of my heel kind of hit my brand new fins. And chunked a big chunk out of my heel.
Chunked.
So I've been like keeping it clean, keeping it real.
Keeping it active skin repair.
Yeah,
and it looks better than I saw it last week.
Yeah,
so
it
obviously
little,
it's working.
It was hella open. And what did I put? There's something weird on my leg right now.
You're a mess.
Anyway, it's good. I used it.
Your leg. Todd's got his leg up. And the thing is, no wonder you didn't get eaten by a shark on your trip. Look at your thin. And you need a little bit of a tan on your legs, I think. Sorry.
I need a lot of shit, Chris.
This guy's...
Thanks for pointing out my inadequacies.
I mean, you got good legs. I'm just saying. Not like what a shark would want.
No.
Which we'll get to. Chemistry surfboards. You Hell your yeah. Chemistry surfboards used, on your trip.
Used one.
Yep.
Liked it.
And right now, you're drinking a New Wave soda.
I am.
A and Wave
this,
soda.
This one has the caffeine.
You need some polite caffeination.
I need some impolite caffeine.
Well, let's pop some NanoCraft Daytime in there and really fire you up.
I might have to roll over to Panic and Coffee and Tea after this.
I'm going
to
take a bath in Panic and Coffee and Tea today. I'm going to fill up the bathtub and I'm going to get in there and I'm going to drink it as I bathe in it.
You know, I'll argue with you that the, you're not really arguing with me, but I'll just say this.
I'm not going to argue.
Like the 3-hour jet lag from the East Coast is kind of gnarlier than, for me, it's harder for me to readjust to that than it is coming from Europe.
No, I'm fully with you. Because when I came back from New York a couple weeks ago, I was tweaked.
Yeah.
It's real.
And so I got in at 11:30 last night from the East Coast. Like, you know, by the time you get your car and get your bag, it's like you're not leaving the airport till like 12:15.
We literally crossed.
But I think you might have been in a different zone. So then I get home and I'm all like jacked up because I'm happy to be home.
Yeah.
And my cats are like, "What's up?" And they wouldn't stop like hyping me up. And then I didn't fall asleep forever. And then this morning I woke up on East Coast time at like 4 and I went back to sleep for like an hour at 5 and then I'm like up. Yeah. And so I went to the Panic Inn this morning at like 6:45.
Jeez, I was there at 7.
We were just like passing in the night.
Just wow.
Double crossing each
other.
And
you know what? I was just getting some lunch, just getting a light snack. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the gal behind the counter. She's like, "Oh, how you doing?" I'm kind of tired and jet lagged. And right when I said that, I felt immediately stupid because you and I get to travel a lot for work and it's, you know, it's enviable. And I'm jet lagged. And right when I said, I'm like, "You idiot." And she goes, "Oh, where'd you go?" I'm all, "Paris." She's all, and she made that face, you know, the must be nice face. Yeah. "Oh, you're jet lagged. I'm sorry. You were in Paris.
How much is it?" "Oh, all I have is these damn Nepalese coins."
"Oh, can I pay in euros?" So Panic and Coffee and Tea mm-hmm. is much needed today. And thank you to the Folklore Project, a.k.a. Chris Pastris and the crew, for providing me with a skateboard to ride all over Paris, which I'll get to.
Skate News.
That's where I was.
In Skate News, we'll get to that.
So those are our sponsors. OGO, NanoCraft, CBD, Active Skin Repair, Wave Soda, Chemistry Surfboards, Panic and Coffee and Tea, The Folklore Project, made out of that USA wood by Quincy Woodwrights.
All right, let's slide right into Skate News.
Skate News. It's brought to you by The Folklore Project. I was just in Paris for 3 days. God, that's a great skate town.
It's like a romantic weekend in Paris.
That is a great-ass skate town. And they have a brand new Vans Legacy Park, which means Vans went there, built a park, and the first people to get to skate it are the best park skaters on the planet. And what a way to kick it off.
Dude,
so,
some shit went down.
Oh, my God.
I did pay attention.
It was a great contest.
This one.
So Vans Park Series Paris, it was stop number 4. On the men's side, Pedro Barros had just gone back-to-back. So when we got to the park, it was the park itself looked for you and I perfect. It was perfect, you know, 4 or 5 feet shallow end into a 10-foot deep end, but mellow and just super fun looking for a guy like Pedro Barros. You're kind of wondering
small.
He might fly out of this thing. He was ripping though. In the finals, our guy Corey Juneau.
He
who
won
you
one.
Thought should have won last week, right? Mm-hmm.
Or
last month?
Two, whenever it was. Yes.
Montreal.
Yeah.
Well, Corey Juneau made it undeniable. He got the win. And
I really think, though, that the highlight of that entire event was the best trick comp.
The best trick was crazy.
Let's just start off before we get... Well, let's announce who won.
Okay,
women,
so Corey Juneau won men's. Just silky smooth perfection.
Who else did good?
Vincent Matherone. French skater, mm-hmm. Marseille.
Crazy guy. Ripper. A little bit smelly.
I just realized this. I picked Corey Juneau for my commentator pick. He won. Mm. Tony Hawk picked Vincent Matherone. And I think Pastures picked Roman Pavich. So I think we picked the top three.
Roman Pavich got third.
Yeah, we're no smart.
Sick.
Wow.
And then
my
what
friend,
about...
My friend Tony Hawk, I was working with him. Yeah, we were hanging out in Paris. And then a 10-year-old girl won for the women. Kokona Haraki.
Who's that? I don't think I've heard of Kokona Haraki.
You've definitely seen her. So of the eight finalists, right, there's qualifiers. You make a cut. You cut it down to eight, right?
Yeah.
Of the eight finalists, four of them were from Japan.
Okay.
Half the field was from Japan.
But what about... so what was her big move? Was she doing 5-2?
She's the girl who does the nose grinds.
Nose grind to like back lip
she
and
does,
stuff?
She does any nose grind on anything you want. It's crazy.
How do you just like... How is that your go-to?
She's 10. She got first, Lizzie Armanto got second, Mami Tezuka got third. So out of those three young women, you could basically create the best skater, right? You got Kokona Haraki's nose grinds, mm-hmm. front side and back side, and she does it perfect. And then you got Lizzie Armanto, right?
She got the air
game. Some of the best airs in the business.
She got some plants.
And then Mami Tezuka has the perfect Smith grind, front side and back side. So if you could take those three skaters, you would have the greatest skateboarder ever.
Get at it, Dr. Franken.
Dr. Franken skater. Okay. So that was incredible. But then the best trick contest happened.
So I feel like it started off with Kern Capel's, his weird crisscross transfer frontside flip. But that wasn't during best trick, though, was it?
So Friday was the qualifying rounds for men and women, and it was raining off and on. And I think we figured out the best equation to get skaters to perform at their best. You make it rain for an hour or two mm-hmm. and get them all pent up energy. And then you give them each like two or three beers. And from that concoction of energy, excitement, you kind of have a party before the session.
Mm-hmm.
Then it stops raining. They dry the park. Everybody's ripping. That's when Kern Capels did the kickflip transfer thing.
Is crazy. It was off the spine, over like the love loaf, kind of like a love seat loafy thing.
Yeah, it was a trip.
And then over onto like a straight wall, flat wall.
Like Chalmers style transfer.
It was like a BMX transfer kind
of. Yeah, it was cool.
It was freaking amazing. And so that I didn't realize that wasn't in the best trick.
No.
What definitely was the best trick that I saw done at the park though.
Yeah. Coolest looking. But if you're thinking of the gnarliest trick, Alex Sargente.
Maybe, I don't know, the freaking Nolly Big Spin in.
Oh.
That was stupid by Vincent.
Vincent Matheron?
Yeah. That was crazy.
The best trick contests are terrifying to watch because everybody is just on the edge of death. And they're basically skating and they're getting money.
Oh, how about this shit? How about the backside D to shove it over to backside Smith? Who did that? On the Vans logo.
Oh, that was an English skater kid.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, popped out, landed in backside disaster, and then shoved it off of the backside disaster, fell, like, 3 feet into Backsmith.
Yeah.
I don't think the Backsmith was on purpose. He was trying to go to back D, but...
Jamie Mathieu did the foot plant thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can say is go to thrashermagazine.com and just wait.
And then Sargente... Yes. He'd fly out like 8 feet high to tail stall.
Oh,
to
at least
hop
8 feet.
Back in. It was pretty high, huh?
Jake Wooten did some. Yeah. Thrasher Magazine's going to drop a clip. Highlights of the contest. It'll be on there.
Love it.
Highly, highly need to watch it.
Love that shit.
So Vans Park Series now heads to Salt Lake City for the World Championships.
And when
park
is that?
Skating.
What is the date of that one?
That is September. September. It's coming. September. September 6th and 7th.
Oh, wow. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, and then right after that, ISA World Games in Japan. Jeez, but that's more.
Your schedule is full up.
That's more surf news, which we'll talk about.
So tell me about the Paris skate scene.
Oh, the Paris skate scene. I think, and obviously Paris has been in the scene for a long time, since the
Eiffel Tower
70s.
Banks.
But it's flourishing. And everywhere you go, you would think, all right, Paris, cobblestone streets, but I'll tell you, it's way smoother than you think, and there are spots on every single block.
What was up with that like little plaza that
oh my god. This okay, so this has to be one of the best skate spots in the world. And not because, you know, it has like a perfect 3-level mani pad, a little pyramid thing with kind of like a Wally, but you're in the middle of the city in a giant cement park. And all around the park, you got people hanging out, playing games, and then this giant statue. And it's in the middle of this kind of busy intersection. And so there's hundreds of kids skating. And it's the energy and the vibe mm-hmm. of this plaza is, I've never seen anything like it. And if you're planning a skate trip to Europe, which I hope you all are, y'all should. You have to go to Paris, and you got to go to the... It's called the Republic Plaza.
Did you see Bastien Celibanzi?
I did not see Bastien Celibanzi. I saw everyone else. I mean, everybody was there. I got to hang out with Jeff Rowley and celebrate his 20th year on
Team
Vans.
Did you go skate with Jeff at all?
I did not skate with Jeff.
Did you go skate with Pastris?
I did skate with Pastris. Yes, skated with the Border Boys.
I'm always jealous of you guys get to like have like your little in-between.
Yeah.
Like, let's go skate this morning before the contest.
Yeah. Didn't get to skate the park, though, because people were just practicing hard.
But, I mean, it sounds like there was plenty of other stuff to go.
Plenty of other stuff to skate and do. So it was awesome. And I actually just this morning watched the new Take It Back video from Vans. Jeff Rowley, 20-year kind of celebratory video, mm-hmm. celebrating his skating, but also dedicated to Jake Phelps and the Thrashing Way of Life. So he invited... He's got a couple guest skaters in there, but the two skaters that he invited personally to be in this video, Pedro Barros, Ronnie Sandoval. Everybody's ripping.
He's one of my favorites to watch.
Jeff Rowley told me in a conversation, my friend Jeff Rowley, after I was hanging with my friend Tony Hawk. Jeff Grasso.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I would say he's my friend. I don't know if he likes me or not still, but he tolerates me.
This guy that doesn't really like me.
Yeah.
But...
Jeff Raleigh's my friend.
Okay. Well,
Rowley.
What was he telling you?
So he was basically saying that, I mean, and you can see it in the video. I mean, he literally almost killed himself for this video.
Ronnie Sandoval.
Jeff Rowley.
Oh.
And Ronnie Sandoval. Because Ronnie Sandoval starts the video or like, this was his comeback part after exploding his knee. I don't know if you ever saw the footage of his kneecap. Basically, it looked like somebody took a baseball bat and just like hit him straight in the kneecap, and it made a giant indention, blew it out, exploded his kneecap.
That's
so
enough.
Heavy.
That's enough of that.
Go watch the video. I was going to tell you to do that for homework, but we're all messed
anything.
Up.
There's no way
not
I was
homework
doing anything
being
smart.
Done. But for all of you watching, you must go and watch Take It Back. It's on Thrasher Magazine right now. It's incredible.
I'd like to say congratulations to Andrew Cannon. He just learned how to do backside Smith grinds on Main
He
X.
did?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's pretty happy with himself.
He's a big fan of this show.
He legitimately is.
Is he?
He might be the only person when we say
he might be the only
fan. Fan of the show. Like, Andrew might be the only fan.
Wow. Congrats, Andrew Cannon. He's a great follow on Instagram.
He is fit.
He's so positive.
He's a very fit guy.
Yeah. Sad news, Gabriel Rodriguez passed away.
I saw that this weekend.
Yeah, 46 years old, deeply respected by the skate community. It's, you know, when these things happen, you start to see kind of the love and the appreciation pop up, mostly via Instagram, you know, everybody from Costa Grand Britain, the whole...
What video did he... Was it Ban This where he first showed up?
I think so. He was in that kind of original...
That montage of like
Guy
Paulo
Mariano,
Diaz,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just sad, very young, 46
that's
years old.
Horrible.
So, you know, keep skateboarding, give your friends hugs, love the people around you. Again, I mean, you never know.
It's
you never know what's going to happen. Yeah, I skated a lot, actually.
That's cool.
I didn't do as many skate selfies, though, because...
Sometimes
you just
need to be in the moment, Chris.
Yeah, you just need to live.
Just wave.
Oh, trust me, I'll be filming myself. I just ordered a new selfie tripod camera to help film my WSL Surf Break show, but also I'm going to use it for personal uses, like
I could get one of those oral mounts where the
a mouth mount.
Yeah, I'll just follow you with an oral mount in.
If you got a mouth mount and you kind of rode on your skateboard, you know, like a like dogs ride on skateboards. If you were like hands and knees, mouth mounted, follow cam, we could do some great stuff.
It'd be better if someone just filmed me filming you in the fucking doggy style position.
I think we're onto something.
All right, I could do that,
and we can. We can take turns with the mouth mount. Mm. I don't. I mean, I trust you. I don't have to wash it or anything.
True.
You just go straight mouth to mouth mount, and film each other skating. Let's do that.
Better than an ATM,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
All right, that's enough.
Get ready for that video. It's coming. You have any other skate news?
Nah.
I mean, skateboarding's happening.
Whatever.
As we speak.
Fucking, who cares?
We will answer your questions. Oh, I have some skate. This is actually kind of crazy. Steve Caballero, of all people.
Are you going on a tangent right now?
No.
Okay.
But people went on a tangent. Steve Caballero went on a tangent, and he was back.
I fucking saw this.
You know what I'm talking about?
About the Caballero?
So.
On bikes?
Steve got into some BMX beef because he said BMXers should not be allowed to call their trick a Caballero. Nor should they be able to say Ollie because what they do is bunny hopping. Of course, the BMX. And I find it very hard to get mad at Steve Caballero, right?
Yeah, it's Cab.
He's my like friend.
Brown Yoda.
Is he your friend, too?
Yeah, I think
we're friends
with
Steve. Yeah. He goes to Panic and Coffee and Tea.
He's like a Yoda kind of figure.
He got so. You tell me what you. Because he just posted something on his Instagram and said, look, I love BMX with a big explanation, big speech.
I also love BMX. I'm a huge fan. It's the one sport that I wish I could do, but I can't. And I'm jealous of people that can do it really well. But look, a Caballero is a skate move. Steve should have the last say in it because it's his freaking move.
It is his move.
If you want to conveniently call something I don't know. Come up with something else. Jabalario.
Babalario. I don't know. But it reminds me of our 540 fight.
Kind of. But you know what? You know what's funny is Cab had a conversation with me about Caballeros on snowboards and half cabs.
And what'd he say?
Well, it's because, you know, the reason that we started calling things half cabs on a snowboard was literally because we were in the half pipe and you would go up fakie and do a half cab. You go fakie to fakie. That's where it started. But then people started to do stuff off like rollers and stuff on the snow. And it was the same motion of coming in fakie, popping around to 180. And we started calling that a half cab, too, because it was the same motion. Because literally in the pipe, a half cab is a half cab.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Your phone's going off.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's Jenny, the person that was taking care of my cats.
Oh.
I'll call her back after the podcast.
Well, silence it.
No, it's not on.
It's vibrating.
Well, people can't hear vibrations.
Well, I just silenced it for you.
What'd she say? Guess what? Austin Sweeten's in town.
I love your cats.
We should put him on the pod. Anyway, so, yeah, like, I get it. Like, it's Cab. It's his move.
He can say it or not.
He has the last word.
Yes.
Sorry, brah. Is that cool?
No.
Anyway.
Wait, yeah.
Let's just end it at that. There's no more discussion. Cab has the last word.
What Cab says goes.
He made the move up.
And he's a big fan of this show, so leave him alone.
He made the move up. Right?
Period. That was skate BMX news. Okay. There's a sub genre of skate news.
Surf news.
Next week's show is going to be better. Keep listening.
I kind of don't feel like this show's that bad.
It's not that bad now that I think about
it. Moving
it's
along.
Actually pretty witty.
We're moving witty. Along at a rapid, informative pace.
Yes. And we will. I do have questions. Todd has questions on our phones that we will get to later. But now we're going to go into surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. If you order a board from Chemistry and you say, Todd Richards and the Monday Mass sent you, they'll give you $5 off.
I didn't even hear
I'm you. Offering discounts on Chemistry Surfboards.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. $5 off. Come on. I mean, we don't have to get permission.
We need to clear that with
Do Willie. We need to get permission?
Yeah.
All right.
$5 adds up, dude.
$5 does add up.
Anyway, so here we go. This is surf news. I'm going to start.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just got back from the East Coast.
Oh, yes. This is personal surfing.
I went home to visit my mom. My mom lives in Cape Cod.
Hi, Mom.
And I go back there every summer. I've had waves there before. It's it's kind of like, you know, you win the lottery when you get good waves. We won the freaking lottery.
Really?
Yeah. It was so good. Friday was bonkers good. Best day I've had in the water since I was in Mexico in April.
And so there's no worry about blowing out a spot because the spot never breaks.
Well, there's no worries about because it's super fickle, and also because there are so many damn great whites.
You're fickle.
That no one really goes in the water. White. I mean, we went down to the beach, and my buddy Sean Vecchione, he owns Vec Surfboards.
Anyway, he's a big fan of the show.
We went to the beach, yes. And we go to this one spot, and it's like head high, maybe a little bit bigger on the sets, like perfect.
But describe, so it's a
beach break,
perfect wedges,
perfect sandbars, like water 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky.
Wait,
offshore
70?
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. The water was super warm. It was offshore all day, and there was probably 5 people out total on the whole beach, like up and down the beach.
Oh wow.
And you know, the shark thing is real in Cape Cod.
Yes.
You know, there's that shark app, and if you follow that shark app, there was a shark sighted at that beach the day before, there's a shark sighted at that beach the day after. But we, you know, it was so good that I was nervous when I first paddled out. You know, you see a set coming and your instinct is to paddle out to get the set, but at the same time you're like, I'm really far away from everybody and I'm out here by this deep spot and I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a really good time. A lot of the guys there said just, you know, more than anything else, you watch the behavior of the seals. And it's the same, like, if you're surfing in Northern California. Like, if the seals are acting erratically, there's something up.
Yeah.
So you watch the seals. The seals are just kind of cruising. Then maybe that's a better, you know. I don't know. And it was great.
It was great.
It was
no great whites.
It was out of control good.
That's so cool. Yeah. Cape Cod. All right. And new surf destination.
Good luck getting
book your tickets now.
Good luck getting it good with warm water. I mean, it breaks there in the wintertime, but the water's cold, and those guys are a hearty ass bunch.
And do you eat codfish?
No. There? I don't really eat seafood.
Is it named after codfish?
Yes.
And so off this cape,
they used to catch a lot of cod.
Huh. Well, learn something new every day.
Shocker.
Kind
of like Dixville. You ever been there?
I live there. Been there. Live there. The fanciest surf contest ever is the Four Seasons Maldives Surfing Champions Trophy.
Yeah, how is this bougie event that these guys go to every year?
It's
and how do you get chosen to be on the Bouge Fest?
It makes for a hateful kind of FOMO type of jealousy thing from everybody who's not there.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it was Matt Wilkinson, Kai Lenny, Joel Parkinson, Josh Kerr. And what happens is they surf single fins, twin fins, and tri fins. And when they're not surfing, they're hanging out at the Four Seasons in the Maldives, and they're living the life.
Just bronzing the rig.
It's painful to watch, but at the same time, it's happy for them.
It's great. They've earned it. I mean, look, anytime. And oh, how's this? Like, when you go in the water, everyone gets an allotted amount of time to surf, and the older you are, the more time you get to catch waves.
So
you've got Joel Parkinson, who's obviously, like, he's one of the most stylish surfers that's ever, like, stood up.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And
top three ever all time.
You know, he gets a little bit more time than Kai Lenny or Josh Kerr. Yeah.
How old's Kerzy? He's a older. 38, 35?
Is Kerzy 40?
Maybe. I don't know his number. I'm friends with Josh Kerr.
He's still vacationing over there. Those guys are always on vacation. Him and Nikki are like, and Sierra are constantly.
And Colin. The whole crew.
On some like serious,
lives on vacation.
They got serious. They know how to do it.
Must be nice.
Vacation vibes. Anyway, they're still over there.
So at the end of the day, at the end of the contest, it was Josh Kerr that won. He took the overall title for the second year running. His dance moves, his surfing, incredible. Top level. His dance moves, questionable.
Like in the lip?
Miller flip?
Oh, what do they call it? Club sandwich?
I'm not calling it club sandwich.
The Miller flip he did.
Yes.
It was insane.
I will not say club sandwich.
Like under the, like basically just went up and like looped.
On a twin fin?
I don't know. It's not a thruster. He just like looped the lip.
Yeah. Big news there.
Mm-hmm.
Kai Lenny won the thruster division.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, Kai's...
He's gnarly.
He is so good.
And this is like in between him. He probably windsurf foiled out to the break 100 miles or something. But, I mean, that's pretty big news that Kyle Lenny beat Matt Wilkinson, Joel Parkinson, and Josh Kerr on a thruster, they're supposed to be really good at.
I don't think it's that big of a... Like, if you follow Kyle Lenny's surfing and like his amateur career, like he was one of the gnarlers. Wasn't he coming out of Hawaii? Like he was like one of the chosen ones.
You wouldn't think of Kai as a guy who would beat Parko in a contest, right? Would you ever think that would happen?
I don't know.
Do you think Kai Lenny could qualify for the championship tour if he put his mind to it?
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of crazy awesome Hawaiians, did you see Seth Meneses?
Oh yeah.
Dude.
His part is called Fruition.
So good.
Fruition. What did you think of, and now we're seeing more and more of this, rap soundtracks to surf clips. Did you like it? Did you have the volume on? It was a rap song and then a kind of a rock song back to back.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
He was ripping. He's really good. Really good at surfing.
Doesn't affect me. Like the music doesn't affect me. Although when I was driving in the car to the beach the other day, that song by Deerhoof came on, the Perfect Me song that was in the opener of the Trans World party.
I picked what was that? Surprise Excitement.
Did that,
meet me.
That song is so good. It's so random, but like totally fits what...
I'm gonna give myself some accolades here. I've been helping choose surf soundtracks since way back in the day. And I'm not asking for credit for that. I'm just saying people should go back and listen to some of those soundtracks because there's some good music on those movies.
Accolades.
I think the Transworld Surf videos were highly underrated, personally. Them. That's just me. I'm a big fan of myself. Yeah, so you should go to Instagram and watch Josh Kerr's dancing after he wins. Josh, you're an amazing dancer. Well, I want to see more of that. And take us with you. Chris Binns was the... I guess he was commentating there. I saw a picture of him there. He posted it up.
He was there?
And I said, I said you won the commentary challenge. Because if you're going to be a surf commentator, that's the best event to do it at. I don't even think there's a webcast. I don't even think you have to commentate. You're just there.
That's a good gig. That's a good gig.
If you're anywhere in and or around the New York area, the New York metropolitan area, you've got to go to the Gagosian Gallery and check out Fletcher.
Gagosian, a lifetime traveler? Isn't that guy from Ghostbusters? Gozer?
Close.
At one point.
Because Ghostbusters was filmed in New York.
Shape of a giant slore.
Yeah.
Many.
But if you're where Ghostbusters was filmed in New York, you got to go to the Gagosian Gallery. This is a big deal. Fletcher, a lifetime in surf. This is a gallery showing as well as a book that's coming out. Dibby put together this book. Herbie put together the art. Grayson's got work in there. Nathan and Christian, the whole family.
Yeah, I saw that. Everyone's got pieces of art.
It looks amazing. And I want to go back to New York to see it. If anyone's out there,
go there. Where is it?
Go to the Gagosian.
Gagosian?
That could be a new hit song.
Goes or the Gagosian? Zarian?
Speaking of hit songs, Chris Cote solo streaming on Spotify right now.
What's it called again?
Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone. And not to be confused.
Not a cover. It's not a cover.
Eddie Grant's song.
My favorite. It's a tribute to my favorite movie ever and also to my favorite girlfriend.
Romancing the Stone's ever. Your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Romancing the Stone.
Yes. And there's a line in the song about the Careless Whisper Challenge, which I had my girlfriend engage in.
What is the Careless Whisper Challenge?
You have to dance to me. You have to dance with me to the song Careless Whisper without laughing.
Sporadically?
Non-ironically.
Like if you just hear it.
And she passed the dance challenge.
Like if you just hear it on?
No, I put it on.
Oh, you...
This is serious. Listen to the song. Listen to the words closely. It's on Spotify right now.
I feel like we're going down some romance.
Congrats to Ben Gravy. He completed his challenge. This is a much bigger challenge than the Careless Whisper Challenge. The 50 state surfing challenge. Ben Gravy in Alaska Congratulations, Ben. He's just surfed his 50th state.
Holy crap.
Yes. That's crazy, right? All 50. Whether it be a river, a ocean.
That is a pretty big feat.
Right? And
I feel like if Bruce Brown was still making movies, that would be like a thing in there.
Ben Gravy's awesome. His
they could call it Endless Gravy.
The gravy train. His positivity and stoke is infectious. I'm happy for Ben.
He's like human Prozac.
Yeah. He makes me happy.
Right?
Yeah.
What else we got?
New WSL Studios show called Transformed. It's a tearjerker, folks.
What is it about?
It's hosted by 1970. I know this because it's been on Surf Breaks a bunch. It's hosted by 1977 world champ Sean Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And it features. Oh, did this get really quiet? Hello? Hello? No,
what?
I didn't. It features all kinds of, I don't want to say inspiring, informative stories. The new one introduces us to a surfer named Afri Amu from Afghanistan. So he was a refugee. He learned to surf, and then he went back and shared his stoke of surfing. You can only surf in rivers in Afghanistan, but I've met this dude at last year's ISA World Games. Awesome, right. Awesome human.
Cool.
And, I mean, this is a place where you get, like, shot for reading the wrong book.
Totally.
And he is a surfer, and he's just an awesome human. And that show's great.
And what is it called? What's it called again?
It's called Transformed. It's on worldsurfleague.com right now or on the app. Streaming now for free for you.
Check that out.
Coco Ho is the guest editor at Stab. She took her stab at editing a magazine.
What does it say? And on Rolling Stone? She's on Rolling Stone magazine?
Rolling Stone just did an interview with her called The First Time with Coco Ho. She's all over. She's
Coco takes the world.
She's a big fan of this podcast, too.
She might actually be just another, like a real one.
A real fan?
Yeah. Not like these made-up
fans. I don't know
if
she's got time to listen to this podcast, to be honest.
No, you'd be surprised.
But if
she
is,
hi,
Coco.
Hi.
She's probably in Encinitas.
Yeah, she's probably on the street. Is she still rehabbing? She kind of hurt herself a little bit.
She hurt her knee at BSR Surf Resort doing air. She actually talks about that. She was inspired by the Ladybirds to go do airs. And
same.
She landed wrong.
Yeah, but she landed perfect. Like if you've seen the footage of her when she kind of like lands on top of the roof and goes down, and she just kind of twisted up a little bit. But I mean,
it wasn't stylish. A bad knee injury. It was just a knee injury.
Yeah.
But the good news there is that my other friend Nora Vasconcelos is going to go to Waco with Coco, and they're going to join forces, and they're both going to learn airs. And I wonder if my other friend, Albie Layer, is going to go.
And then if he goes, we should go.
We should go.
Albie sent
we want to be in that
Albie
three.
Albie sent me a clip probably 20 minutes ago before I came in here.
Of what?
About what he's doing. He's back.
Like double cork.
100%. Almost.
He's trying his goal.
Alley-oop.
Alley-oop double cork?
Yeah. It's like, it's almost looks like an alley. It's weird because when you watch, he covers so much distance on his alley-oop spins, and it's basically, it would be like an alley-oop 540.
Right.
Skateboard style alley-oop 540. So you come back in straight. But he's double dipping his shoulder almost. It's crazy looking.
It almost, to me, it almost looks more snowboard-ish.
Oh, yeah. No.
Right? Than anything.
Is. Yeah. But it's crazy because it tricks you because he's covering so much distance on the wave.
And how many people have tagged you on that video?
No, he just texted me.
Oh, I saw it. It's on his Instagram.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, so get ready. Albie's going to do this awesome thing, and then people are going to go, what are you going to call it, Todd?
You know, it'd be better if
Albs. Todd, what are you going to call it?
You just landed at Albs.
Just landed.
Albsy.
What other? In other surf news, we've got the Tahiti event coming up.
That's
right now.
Right?
Kolohe Andino is in the yellow Jeep ratings jersey.
Wait, that's not it, dude. The thing that Albie has up from a day ago.
That's not it.
That's not it.
Oh, you have private information.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Look yeah.
It. Check it.
All right.
Watch this shit.
Where's he working on this? At home somewhere?
I don't know. Somewhere? He's on the Mao.
He's on one. Okay.
Watch.
So there's.
So watch the second dip.
Oh.
Like if he can pop out a little harder. Like that's legit, dude.
Yeah. So,
and it's weird how he's like double corking, like a I like how he dips his shoulder. It's weird. Like,
why didn't he send me that?
Because you know,
You're better friends with him than me.
You're not that reliable.
He's probably afraid that I'm gonna post it
anyway.
So, get it. Go done? Get it, Albie.
Are we done telling?
I was just gonna.
We are for being friends with people.
I know. I mean, can you imagine me, Todd, Coco, Albie, Nora hanging out at Waco? Let's make it happen. I was just telling you that Kalohe Andino has a 600-point lead over Felipe Toledo now on the championship tour.
I heard President Trump endorsed him today.
Who?
Kalohe Andino.
Really?
Yeah, it's on World Surfboard League. You should see it. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, World Surfboarding League.
Yes.
Oh, I got to watch that.
It's really good.
Bring it up. Let's hear it.
Okay, but let's continue on. Wait.
So, coming into the... Now, it was a different name, but now it's called the Tahiti Pro, presented by Hurley. Kalohe, actually, he might be an underrated Chopa surfer, because in 2017, he made the quarter, 2018, he made the semi.
About you being ranked number one in the world of surfing and being awarded the yellow jersey, please tell me this isn't fake news. Terrific, terrific. It's huge, despite the fact that you're from California. I want to support you 100%, and together we're going to make American pro surfing great again. It's going to be huge. Okay, first thing, why is the jersey yellow? Everybody knows yellow is the most horrendous, terrible disaster of a color. The jersey should be gold, the best color in the world. Whoever made it yellow should be fired. And believe me, I know color. I'm number one with color. Everyone knows I have the best taste in colors. We wouldn't even stop there. I would put you on Trump surfboards, and every single surfboard would be gold. They're absolutely the best surfboards in the world, and everybody knows it. Your frontside rotation errors will be bigger, huger, and be faster than before. Kalohe, I've heard a lot.
So, yeah, there's that.
Wait, give them a shout out again, okay, please.
Yeah, it freaking rules. World Surfboarding League, at World Surfboarding League on Instagram.
The best. Love them.
The best. I mean, you can go down that rabbit hole. There's so many good ones.
I'm going to rabbit hole the
my favorite
crap out of that one.
Bartholomew. Oh, I love Sail the Evercomite because it
I mean, excuse me, Barton Lynch.
No, let's.
Did I just say rabbit?
Just let people go there on their own time. I love it. So, do you think Kalohe, let's just, the bigger question, he's going to do great in Tahiti, hopefully.
It's kind of mad.
He's the first surfer from California, male, in 23 years to be in the number one spot. Great. That's kind of wild if you think about it. Sounds, there's a lot of good surfers in California.
Sounds great.
Do you think he can hang on to that top spot and become world champion? Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got a pretty gargantuan lead.
And the 600 event, points.
And the events that he's coming into are all events that he, I don't think he struggles with in any
Tahiti, Surf Ranch, France, Portugal, Pipeline.
Booyah, booyah, booyah. Tribe.
Go Kalohe. Any other surf news, bro?
Not that I can think of currently.
Okay. Snow news. Brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. John from Whistler, our homie up there in Canada, randomly sent this crazy news.
What?
In the middle of the night, in Squamish, somebody went and cut the cord of the gondola that goes from the sea to the sky.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Cut the fucking...
Cut the cord. And the gondola fell down.
It's like a 6-inch thick steel cable.
Somebody cut it. And
when was this?
This was just the other day or the other night.
Dude, at least it was that night, and it wasn't like an act of like
eco-terrorism. Well, they're saying, they didn't say the word terrorism, but they said vandalism. So I guess the difference is if you do something like that when no one's there.
Was it eco-vandalism?
Maybe.
Are they saying that? Because I remember there was a few years back in Vail, because there are like eco-terrorist groups.
Yeah.
And they burned down like this lodge.
Oh, because it was encroaching on natural.
Yeah. There's better ways to get your point across.
So that was just a bit of random snow news that I heard. What snow news you got?
The DC team is down in Chile right now. The Transitors. It's like Ica and
Torstein. Oh, the Transitors are back.
And they're there, and there's like volcanoes erupting in Chile right
now. Is it warm there, or is it pretty chilly?
It's apparently snowing. It looks like it's really fun there right now.
Yeah. It's not, there's no snow. Is there snow in Mammoth still?
Dude, I think Mammoth just closed like 2 weekends ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, the Transitors crew is there, and it looks like pow pow, and, you know, that's cool. So there'll be some fun stuff coming from D.C. pretty soon in the fall.
The pow.
I mean, it's like ramping up now. Like people, I was in a shop the other day, and they've got all their snowboard stuff. It's all starting to trickle in.
My girlfriend is trying to get me to put my snowboard gear into her storage unit to give us more space in the closet, and I said no, because I know it's going to happen. What's, right?
What?
You're going to call me for a snowboard strike mission,
mm-hmm.
and all my stuff's going to be in storage, and it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Why don't you just put it in my storage? Because I leave all my stuff in my storage anyways. And I go and I get it out of the storage when I need it.
Okay, now we're talking.
Because a board bag, and like, you know, you have a... What board do I want to bring right now?
That doesn't matter. I have a K2 board. That's what I'm riding.
Are you still riding the same one?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to call them
again. The party platter.
Yeah.
Should I get... I need a bigger one, I think.
Maybe.
That's what she said.
she probably did. More snowboard news? Let's see. Well, Austin Sweeten just texted me. He's in Encinitas. This is the time of year when 90% of the snowboarding world descends on
Encinitas. Yeah.
So I'll be hanging out with Austin. Maybe we can get him in here next week.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Sweet guy.
Sweeten. And also Robin Van Gien.
Vengeance. V is for vengeance.
Robin Van Vengeance.
She lives in Whistler.
Well, she's here now.
And she's in Encinitas?
Those two are sweet on each other. I'd be so stoked if they got married.
What if it was our job as a podcast to break action sports power couple news like we did with Nora and Albie?
Did we break that?
Yes. They kind of teased it, and we broke it.
Who else is out there? That's a power couple.
Cross-sport
power couple.
You know, it's kind of sensitive to say. Darcy and Malia. You never know. Maybe?
But I don't,
Coco
I don't,
and Mark? I mean...
They are, for sure. They're all in... But, like...
But I don't know. You know, Darcy relationships are...
I haven't seen... You know, it's just weird.
Laird and Gabby?
It's volleyball.
They're powerful.
They're powerful. Would you rather be Laird or Gabby?
Ooh. Laird.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
he's so buff.
He is buff. But like all that buff.
His body, and he's a big fan of the show, so I know he's listening. Laird, your body, it's bomb.com, bro.
I think it would get in the way.
His body.
Have, like, all that excess, like, stone cold meat on you.
I personally think his body's a wonderland.
You would use it, it'd be like Six Flags for you, huh?
I would just flex on fools all day. So that's just me, but hey, and that's taking nothing away from Gabby's bod.
So
that's tight.
So his body's like a
temple,
like Thunder Mountain, and yours is like it's a small world.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're going body theme,
my body's like Knott's Berry Farm. I'm not even at his level.
My lower back right now is like Knott's Berry Farm.
Like Knott's Scary Farm. You need to rub some Wim Hof on it.
Dude, fucking...
In an ice bath ASAP.
Oh, my God. I got such a Wim Hof headache.
I just don't have anything to put all the ice in to lay in it.
Ooh.
That's my excuse.
What if you just drink a lot of ice water?
Yeah. I'm going to drink tons of wave soda.
When we went to Star Wars Land a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hot out, and... They have that, like the blue milk, right? Like I was telling you about that. It's basically like a slushy.
You say milk?
Milk?
Say it?
Milk.
Wait, say how you said it.
Never mind. Anyway,
you're a milkman.
I got the
You say milk.
I got the gnarliest cold headache, like to the point where I'm like, I think there might
ice
be a
cream
problem.
Headache?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you have all kinds of problems?
Did you ever do the Wim Hof? I did Wim Hof once.
Wim? On a whim?
It's gnarly.
Yeah.
To like control it and be like, okay, this is like all your systems are shutting down right
it
now.
It seems really cold to me. Is that? It's cold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I mean, I'm interested. Just I'm not interested in doing it. mentioned in it.
That wraps up snow news because I can't think of anything else to talk about.
Nerd
news, nerd news.
Nerd news is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. That's where the Bones Brigade gets their coffee, fools.
And
Andy Mack.
Wow.
And Kevin Staub. And Sean White.
Kevin Staub was kind of a Bones. He was like a
peripheral Bones Brigader.
Was he Bones Brigade?
It was a little late.
He was in the Bones Brigade video show.
Yes. But when you think of the Bones Brigade, the core four, right?
Yeah, the core. No,
Tony, Mike,
yeah.
Cab,
yeah.
Tommy Guerrero,
yeah.
Lance Mountain.
That's fine.
Ray Barbie.
Mm.
I think of the core five, the guys who skated the animal chin ramp, right?
Right. But if you're going to say Ray, then you have to include Kevin.
Okay.
Let's just not even. Now we're going down some fucking nerd rabbit hole.
Well, this is nerd news.
Speaking of nerd rabbit hole, I watched the Jawbreaker documentary last night.
And?
It's streaming on Amazon. It's called Don't Break Down. If you don't know me, you don't even know me. I'm a huge fan of the band Jawbreaker.
Yep.
And there's a documentary out about them breaking up and where their place in music. And
breaking up is hard to do.
It's freaking great, dude. You should watch it.
I'm going to watch it. Where is it? Netflix?
No, it's on Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Okay.
And then,
give
also
us the title again.
Don't Break Down.
All right.
Also on Amazon Prime, dude, you need to watch The Boys.
The Boys.
Holy,
this is about superheroes who are bad.
Superheroes that have gone, like, they just explore all the worst instincts of man. It is so crazy.
You know, I almost got that. On my recent trip, I don't know if I told you, I was
download
in Paris.
It. Download it.
The Boys. Okay, I'm going to watch that.
It's so good. You know, your chick would really like it, too.
What are you saying? She likes bad superheroes?
It's just really good.
I believe you.
It's a good movie.
Also,
wait, not done.
Go ahead.
In the same vein as The Boys, I ended up watching that movie Brightburn about the little...
Oh.
I watched that last night on the plane, too.
Is it radical?
It's not as radical as it would have been if I hadn't seen The Boys first.
Okay.
Because The Boys is kind of like, there's this hero called the Homelander, and he's like a combination of like Captain America and Superman, and he's like doesn't give a shit. He's all for himself, but he saves people, but at the same time, like, he like fucks people up bad, like,
okay,
with like laser vision, and like just laser visions people in half. And like, there was a bunch of stuff like that in Brightburn, but Brightburn's kind of like a jump out and scare.
Yeah,
but it's good. It's really good.
That looks good. Yeah. Speaking of plane movies, I try to watch what was it called, the Mumbai Hotel, the one where the terrorists in India.
Yeah.
And I got a quarter of the way through, and I just had to turn it off. It was so awkward to be on a plane watching terror machine gun. I mean, full gnarly murders.
It's always weird when you're watching like a...
Yeah, when you're watching like a bloody murder movie.
What about you when you're watching a movie on the plane, and there's like a plane fucking crash in the movie?
One time I was the most hungover of my life coming home from New York. I was like pale, shaky, cold sweats, destroyed. And it was on JetBlue, and they have streaming mm-hmm. cable or whatever. There's two shows: How Airplanes Crash,
oh,
and then
God,
World's Greatest
dude.
Plane Disasters. And as you're going through the channels,
fuck
they
off.
Kept showing. I watched the movie Eighth Grade.
Hey, did you like that?
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't make it all the way through it because I had to actually get off the plane. But yeah. I thought it was pretty fun.
And two of the most randomest shows that I downloaded, there's one called Derry Girls.
What's that?
It's about these Scottish teenagers, and they get in all kinds of shenanigans. It's actually super funny and low-key, just kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. And then there's a show called The Characters.
What's that?
On Netflix. It was these comedians, and they each get one episode where they have six different characters.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
Funny. What have you seen the previews for this? The one by the same guys that did Superbad about the kids that are
Yeah.
What is it called? You know,
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
Or something like
Good
that.
Good Boys.
Good Boys.
It's something
Good
like,
Boys or Bad Boys. Yeah. Bad Boys is Martin Lawrence.
What you gonna do when they come for you? That's Cops.
Martin
yeah,
Lawrence
Bad Boys.
And
yeah. It must be the
Shaq.
Good Boys.
Something like
or
that.
Or something like that. But it looks really funny.
It looks pretty good. Boys. Wow.
So yeah, there's
There's yeah stuff.
There's that kind of stuff out there.
Nerd news.
Anything
yeah.
I think, well, you're an idiot if you don't know that the Dark Crystal show premieres next week.
And yeah.
Oh, and also, this weekend...
When's Watchmen?
Watchmen? I don't know. They haven't really announced a date yet.
Okay.
I go to... on Friday, I go to Utah for the Nitro World Games of Nitro Rallycross.
That's nerdy.
That sick rally.
Is that nerdy?
It's pretty nerdy.
Yeah, in a good way.
In the best way. But like, I love watching Rallycross. I think it's so fun.
My friend is actually in that. Ken Block?
Oh, yeah.
You know Ken?
He's actually going to be there, yeah.
He's a big fan. What's up, Ken?
So
he's a big fan of the show.
He actually said that if we could make our podcast 15 minutes, he'd be more...
Yeah.
More likely to watch it.
Because he drives really fast and he gets from place to place quickly, not like the rest of us who takes an hour. It takes him 15 minutes.
Too fast, too furious.
He's too fast.
Ken lives life 1/4 mile at a time.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions?
Yeah, I have a bunch of questions. This is a comment from Phil Hammer. He says,
what's he saying?
Tell Todd to stop whispering on the podcast. I can barely hear him.
What?
And he's got the monkey emoji hands over the ears.
What'd you say?
Wait, what's that thing you like?
What?
The quiet?
Oh, yeah, it's like I'm doing ASMR.
Yeah, I'm doing podcasting. Todd's doing ASMR. Becky Bubbs says,
what?
Are eating Cali burritos for kooks? Asking for a friend.
Oh, not sure, bro.
I don't think they're for kooks.
I don't like French fries in my burrito.
I just don't feel good after
Isn't
I eat a California
it's
burrito.
Like, it's like steak and French fries and fucking
it's,
ketchup.
It's a
hamburger
bean and
burrito.
Cheese, or it's a
steak and cheese,
but it's like a normal burrito, but it has carne asada in it, French fries, and salad. I just like I had a bunch of them when I was a kid, but I think if you're visiting California, you have to eat that. You know, it's kind of a thing.
Do you think what's more likely to give you diarrhea, a California burrito or
a bag of
Oberto's beef jerky?
I want to say only eat homegrown meats. Beef jerky products.
All right.
They're the homies. Hi, Todd. And this is from Andy Ryan, photographer.
Oh, what's up, Andy?
Hi, Todd and Chris. Thanks for taking my last question about gravity colonic. The answer is you can, in fact, drive an hour and a half after you get one, albeit the pucker must be strong.
What the hell is Andy talking about? When did we talk about the gravity colonic?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Did you see this clip on WSL of Kelly surfing? Is that Rincon?
Oh, I thought it was Lowers.
Is it Lowers? Yeah, it's probably Lowers. But Kelly's really good at winning.
I got that board.
And then when I got off the plane last night, here's some other weird nerd news that kind of always...
Thanks, Andy Ryan, for your colonic...
Thanks. Yeah, question. I don't know. I have leaky bowel syndrome. There's a huge billboard of Yaden Nickel and his son in the airport.
In the airport.
San Diego.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, that shows you advertising.
I walk by and I'm like half grogged out at like 11:30. I'm like, is that Yaden?
Well, this is interesting. Okay, what? So we have this Andy Ryan photographer question, and he says, shout out to Duty Free Girl for taking care of his colon.
What?
And if you're in Jersey City, you can visit her. So that was a thing about colonics.
Getting
but then
colonic.
The next question is from a guy or a girl, not sure, California Mud Motors, no relation to colonic.
What the mud motor
say? It says, was the U.S. Open men's final the most anticlimactic open final ever? Who will win the next California
thing?
Shout out to Ojai Sage. No, it was not the most anticlimactic. And it's funny that you just said Yaden Nickel because the most anticlimactic final ever was Yaden Nickel and Kelly Slater.
Kelly just like was giving him waves.
And he didn't catch any waves.
No, he didn't catch
He didn't catch one wave. That was the most anticlimactic final
anticlimactic.
Ever. And Yaden obviously has done tons to kind of... But that, let's put it this way. That's not what he will be remembered for, but we remember Todd.
Well, yeah.
And Yaden's a big fan of this show, so we probably just brought up a bad memory.
Sure.
But the good memory is when you go to San Diego Airport, you can see Yaden and his son.
Right, and you can say, I'm sorry. What's next?
Will a Canadian surfer ever win WSL tour stop from... Renee.
I don't know. What's Logan,
what up?
What's Logan Landry doing right now?
Fun fact, the Canadian Olympic surf team, the national team from Canada, is really gnarly.
Are they East Coast Canadian? Nova
Scotia? Are you talking to the microphone like
Phil
Hammer just said?
Shut up.
Well, they're from They're from all over the
Vancouver
world, but the
Island?
Majority of them are from West Coast, okay. Vancouver Island.
All right.
You know, Pete DeVries. Mm-hmm.
Sepp.
Sepp's, he's not on the team, but he's an incredible surfer. Mm-hmm. But they have a really gnarly surf team. Bethany Zelasco is, she lives in California, but she represents Canada through her parents. She's gnarly, really good. So
yes, then you're saying
it's probably going to take a while, but a Canadian surfer will most likely win a WSL stop. You can watch the ISA World Games coming up if you want to see Team Canada in action.
Any other questions?
Joshua Williams @_Joshua_Williams.
What does he have to say?
He says, not a question, but a request.
Mm-hmm.
Can the word frothing be banned from surfing lingo, or at least can adult surfers stop using it?
I think it's very trendy, but when I think of frothing, I think of like when you're talking to someone that's like high
and
they get that
is...
little, they get like the little foam in the corner of their mouths.
Yeah.
So I don't like to say frothing.
I don't like to say frothing. I think if you're a Gadowskis brother, you get a pass and you can say frothing. I don't say frothing on a normal basis.
What could we replace it with?
Stoked. Stoking. Psyching. I like the word psyching.
Skitzing.
Freaking out.
He's all skitzing, dude.
I think psyching is a good word. It's a powerful word. Like, he is psyching
get
out there.
Butt psyched, dude.
I'm butt psyched.
Putting the word butt.
Butt
in front
pumped.
Of, yeah. If you put butt in front of anything, it makes it like more like an exclamation. It's like when you're reading something in Spanish and it has the upside down exclamation.
Yeah.
Point. That's kind of like when you put the word butt in front of anything.
Yeah.
Butt hyped.
And if you're just coming from a colonic. You've been butt treated.
Butt sucked.
Yeah.
Butt drained.
Butt drained.
Dude, I got so butt drained.
Yeah.
But you could also say that if you got a barrel. Dude.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was just in Cape Cod.
Dude.
Freaking got butt drained. Came in. I was so butt psyched. I talked to my butt buddies and said, did you guys see that?
Dude, we are. I feel like butt, like that was.
Butt frothed.
That was butt frothing.
But if, okay, Joshua, the only time you can say frothing is if you put butt
froth.
In front of it. Because that's new shit. That no one's using. So next time you're with your buddies and you're checking the waves, go, you guys butt frothing to get out there or what?
Dude, butt pumped.
I'm butt frothing. And I came in butt frothed because I had the best session. Bodega Border Crew, shout out to the homies, Bodega Border Crew. They got a question about, does Vans Park Series go towards Olympic qualification and also explain how one can qualify for the Olympics skating-wise? Bonus, will the IOC eliminate athletes because of marijuana CBD usage? I know this.
Go.
Vans Park Series is not an Olympic qualifier. Mm-hmm. They chose not to be. They're their own standalone series, but they will crown a park world champion for men and women in September.
I'm also crowning.
Olympic qualification, I believe there's 4 or 5 events around the world. There's a couple in China, one in Brazil. Dew Tour was an Olympic qualifier. X Games is not an Olympic qualifier. So qualification happens through those events. 2 per country, 2 men, 2 women per country, just like surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no qualification picture yet because there's more contests to come. Question about marijuana and CBD. If you test positive for marijuana or CBD, you get suspended. Because listen to this, and I got this straight from the source. Marijuana, although it's legal in many places, and CBD technically can be considered a performance-enhancing drug. Because, Todd, if you are on pot or CBD and you're competing against me and I'm not, you could technically be more relaxed, therefore giving you an edge.
All right.
That's the simple explanation. I don't think it should be like that because I think it should be completely legal and get people just butt-hyped to skate better.
It should be butt-legal to use that.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Bodega Border Crew is very curious about the CBD thing because it's an anti-inflammatory.
But I guess it's not legal in, all over the world. Like in some countries that it could potentially be competing, you could be put to death for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What else we
got? I don't think it should be like that.
Any more questions?
Let me look. Let me go to Pedro Barros and Ronnie Sandoval. Both liked my message.
Hype.
And B. Todd Richards liked it. Damn, dude, that's great news. Any general questions? No, no there. Let's go to Twitter to see if anybody is writing us off.
Now's your big chance.
Ponga Bob said no. Oh, we could have a question here.
Okay, what is it?
Mike Powell Movement wants to know if I'll be on his podcast. Yes, I will, Mike. And I'll ask Todd. He's right here.
No,
if you don't want him.
I already was.
You already were?
I think so.
You're on Mike Powell's podcast.
For sure.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
I've just been on so many lately.
Wanted to... Oh, okay. I know where this comes from. Remember when I asked some questions of you via Mike Powell's podcast?
Yes, that's why I just...
Yes. Well, now I get to be on it. So...
It's your butt next.
Butts to you.
Hey, everybody.
That was actually...
It was far better than I thought. Because I was like,
I thought it was going to suck.
I was ready to fall asleep.
I thought it was going to butt suck.
I'm going to go and take a butt nap right now.
And we encourage you all to go butt nap.
And also, you know, feel free to
follow at Monday Mass.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Have you even been doing anything with that?
I put something up today. I'm active.
So much work.
I'm active on there. I put a photo of Todd on cool borders.
What do we got? Any questions?
How much info? Oh, this is a good one. This is from Hannah Burlesque. How much info do announcers get about the athletes before the broadcast? Like how to say foreign names or with Lacey, their pronouns?
A lot, actually. We have people that do research for us, especially depending on what the broadcast is and what the implications are. It gets a little bit more serious, like i.e. Olympics.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have lots of information.
For the Olympics, do you have a stats person?
We have a stats person.
It's Dave Stanfield?
It was.
Was it?
Dave Stanfield. Yeah, Dave. The last
That's cool.
Olympics, yeah.
Dave rules. B. Todd Richards said, I'm used up and will provide a good time for $7.99.
Kind of like...
How are these... this is from D.C. Carter.
What do you say?
How are these 11-year-olds beating peers who have years, decades of practice and experience over them? I just find it amazing.
I'm kind of not sure if he's... I think he's talking about video games.
No. He's talking about Kokona Hiraki, 10 years old, spanking the rest of the field.
Because there's no... Because
they're really
good. They see it, and there's no reason why they can't do it.
Middle-aged... Guys, this is from Miles 21 Inc. Middle-aged guys buying old cars to get young girls seems to be less relevant these days.
Wait a second. Middle-aged guys?
I don't know what he's talking about, to be honest. Huh. Aaron Sandbar says, old butt gold, love the Monday Mass, rock on mass holes.
Did you say it, butt gold?
Yeah, butt gold.
Sick. So we already have someone like using the butt pronoun.
Yeah. And Thomas Barker says he shredded that fucking game. Talking about Cool Borders.
Cool Borders 2001.
I was really good at Cool Borders. Cool Borders.
Cool Borders 2001 brought the realism.
Yeah.
Chris, I need to leave.
You do?
I'm kind of over this. I need to go take a nap. Like, seriously.
Pineapple Dojo says wave sodas for days.
Sick.
Thank you guys for your questions. Thanks, Todd.
We'll be back next week.
Thanks,
and
Chris.
I will have all kinds of information about not only the Dark Crystal show that's coming up. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, it won't be out yet.
Dark Crystal.
Dork Crystal.
Butt Crystal. More butt talk coming next week on the Monday Mass. Thanks, guys and girls and men and women
and
animals,
if you guys
toddlers.
Have any funny photos you want me to Photoshop Chris into, just send them over too.
Yeah. Please. Todd. That thing I texted you and DM'd you
what
with
was
the
it?
Butt face.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
All right, but see you later.
Inside joke. Bye.
Later.